Sir. This is a special meeting, i.e. a workshop of the San Juan County Public Hospital District Number 1 Board of Commissioners. Today's date is Tuesday, November 12th, 2019. It is now 12:05 noon exactly. Special meeting business, the first agenda item is agenda approval. Can I hear a motion to approve the agenda as written?
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? Of course not. All in favor say aye.
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 To accommodate those folks who are so kindly spending their lunch hour, if they're working for us, to be here, I would like to ask them to raise their hand if they want to speak, if they're in that category. Okay. Dr. Diamond. And gentlemen, I don't know your name, so. Okay. Hi, sir. So let's go from my left to right. That'll be Eileen, Dr. Guyton, and the unknown gentleman to me. Eileen, can you come forward so we can hear you, ma'am? And state your full name for the record, please.
My name is Eileen Drack, and I live in Friday Harbor. I'm a taxpayer to this hospital district. I would like to urge the three of you who are in favor of voting this interlocal agreement today to ask you to hold back. We have a very fine citizens activity group, advisory group known as the CAG. We have four excellent new commissioners coming along with Annalisa. They're all able to do a lot of work. And I think for you to make that decision today leaves you with a legacy that you do not want.
Thank you, ma'am. And Dr. John Guyman, state your name for the record, sir.
Yes, John Guyman. My main concern is that it's too soon to make a decision on this merger with fire. There are still many unanswered questions. There are at least five thoughtful letters to the editor of San Juan Islander in the last several days making the same point, including mine. Bob Jarman has a letter also as chairman of FIRE that he would like to, he has a hard time in favor of this without the four new commissioners to the hospital district being involved. So. And it's come that, to pass that a lot of the direct activities of the hospital district board are about EMS over the last few years for good reasons, of course, but there are other roles of the hospital district that are important on this island that go back to when the hospital district was formed in 1989 and 90. So I'm not sure if FIRE is prepared to deal with some of those. So I would opt for delay of this vote and getting the four new commissioners involved in this decision that will affect the district for a long time in the future and at a time where they're not involved in this decision.
Thank you, sir. And the gentleman,
Steve Albee. I'm not quite sure what I want to say here because I don't usually come to your meetings, but I did go to the meeting with the Citizens Advisory Group, and since I have a fire background, I got into a little bit of that, and I appreciate what a difficult job you folks have. I was also involved in some of the elections a few years ago that were so rancorous and tough. But I'm just almost flabbergasted because this whole thing seems to be unfolding in a way that's just undermining public support and the sense that you folks are taking the very best of what this community needs into consideration first in your decisions as to how to do this merger. I think almost everybody, anybody with a brain, knows that a merger is probably the very best thing to do. But it seems like there's still a number of elemental and very important issues that have not been completely explored and completely resolved in order to go ahead and make that decision. And especially so with the board, where you're going to have three hardworking folks who put their time in, go off, and new folks come on. It just doesn't make any sense to me, and I think that the longer this goes on, there's a public, it's a public disservice, and there's a, it sets a kind of a continued reverberation through the community about just what the heck is going on here. Every time we hear things, it's rumbling and discontent and not agreement, and in this case, I really do think that most of the community thinks it's a good idea to merge, but they can't understand why the hell we'd rush into it.
Thank you, sir. Yes, ma'am, in the back. Your full name, please.
My name is Minnie Kinch, and like all of us, I'm a taxpayer here in the district, and I pay, and I pay, and I pay. I want to say thank you to all of you who are volunteers, who volunteer to serve on this board, and thank you to the volunteers who are stepping up to be on the board after some of you retire. But you have volunteered for a job, and I would urge you to go ahead and do the job you volunteered for. Just because you're going to be retiring, please don't postpone making a decision. You've done all the studies and you've read the information and had the public input. Make the decision. Go ahead and have your vote today and make the decision. Because the new board is going to have enough new challenges to face when they go. So, that's what I
think. Thank you, ma'am. Anyone else like to speak? Yes, sir.
Richard Grout. My view is that the document you're going to discuss is a deeply flawed document that resulted from a deeply flawed process. And I won't pursue that. What I would like to say to you is, with four new commissioners coming on, those are the people that are going to have to live with this document, not you. And I think it's enormously disrespectful for you if you choose, if that's your decision, to sign this agreement without any participation, meaningful participation from them. I think it's disrespectful of the new commissioners, it's disrespectful of the voters, and it's disrespectful of the taxpayers. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Mr. Kinch, before
I'd like to say it would be disrespectful to the current commissioner.
Your name, sir?
Jim Kinch. It would be disrespectful to the current commissioners if, you've been studying this, you've been working on this. Most people in the community think it's over with anyway, that it's that the decision's already been made. They don't know. But the current commissioners have worked on it. What's going to happen, we get new commissioners. They've got to, if this is so complicated, they're going to have to spend a lot of time to get up to speed. Pretty soon it'll be the next election. Oh, you can't pass it off. You can't make a decision that these new ones can't make a decision because there's going to be someone else that's going to have to implement the program. Get on with it, and they can concentrate on getting work done. Additionally, the election was all well and good, but they knew that they were going to be on it because everybody, they didn't have any opponents. Therefore, they could have been studying this all along the way. So please take a vote and move on.
Thank you, sir. Anyone else?
My name is Carrie Talbot. I have a statement to read on behalf of Lenore Bayouk. She was commissioner from 2005 to 2014 and chair for more than 8 years. The outline of the history, you outlined the history very well. It clearly identified that the agreement is clear amongst the parties. Additionally, for a brand new board with only one person who has served on the board for 2 years to take on this project makes no sense. The learning curve for hospital commissioners is at least 1 to 2 years. This needs to be dealt with by the current board who has had the experience and knowledge in place. Lenore Bayouk.
Thank you, ma'am. Commissioner Alex, any comments?
Carrie, it was a past commissioner, right?
He's trying to get public first before we hit the commissioner, so.
Yes.
Your full name, sir?
San Juan Island. This seems like the same scenario we went through with EMS. If some of you remember, not too long ago, we had to fight for EMS. And the same group of people seem to be putting the same thing down again on this particular vote. You know, this is not that big of a deal. Everyone has studied this. All of you have studied. I hope you have. I really hope you have. And you looked into everything. You had legal advice. You had accounting advice. These are essential for you making a decision here. Now, the thing with it is, we think pretty small here in this community. When you start looking across the country, and especially in a city that I was from, Sunnyvale, California, they integrated EMS, fire, and the police department. They were all cross-trained, and it's been working for 45 years. So think about this a little bit in the direction you want to go. Because it's been a constant fight here, a political fight here on the island, where people disagree with moving forward, they want to keep moving backward.
Thank you, sir. Anyone else like to speak? Dr. Johnson, you showed up late. We're in the public comment period.
Thank you, but no thank you.
Okay. Sir, this seems, other than the commissioners, Everett, anything to say, sir?
Well, no, I don't think there's any question about the wisdom of combining fire and EMS, about the fact that that's going to happen someday. I think it's more about process than anything else. I understand I'm actually sort of scared to death about the fact that that I'm a new commissioner or will be a new commissioner and that there's a lot to learn. That doesn't mean it's impossible. I've been faced with that sort of thing before, and actually there have been, it's not a unanimous decision. So again, I would wish that we had more time for this. I understand you put a lot of work into it. In fact, I suspect that may very well be this in 6 months or 12 months or something that we implement. But I would again ask that you wait.
Thank you, sir. Trish?
I would stand by my original statement about also waiting the signing of this ILA. And it's about the process that occurred to develop this ILA. And I think without going into too much, I think there was a fatal flaw by not including all five commissioners from the very beginning in the development of this ILA and through the entire process of the development, that all five commissioners should have been included in that, and I think that was a fatal flaw. So I would ask that you respectfully delay signing this ILA today. And I support the integration, and I think it's a good idea, and I don't feel like this would be going backwards, but that would be my request. Thank you.
Thank you, ma'am. Kyle?
Given the opportunity, I'm likely to talk. Thank you, Chairman Edwards. I do want to thank the board for the effort that they put into putting together something that helps get this merger moving forward. I don't see this document as the right step at this point. I see it as a step towards getting to a result that I think we'll need to move, that we'll need to reach. You saw my email, I think, from earlier, a few weeks ago, and this is roughly the same document that it was at that point. It changed quite a bit since earlier drafts, and I appreciate the transparency you've had in showing those drafts and making those available to the public once that did get started at that point. I don't see the value in this document. I don't see a $30,000 value for the hospital district. I think an earlier draft probably gave too much oversight away. I think this draft doesn't really do much at all, based on my read. But again, I appreciate that, the effort everybody's put into this, and I'm here to learn a lot more today over the next hour, hour and a half, whatever that takes as well. So thank you for your time.
Thank you, sir. No one else, it appears. I have a submission from Chuck Daldorf, who is the chair of the CAG, for its 1 year duration. It was actually going to be dread during the public comment period today and at the previous meeting, but Mr. Johnson had a family emergency, is off Iowa, so can't be here with us.
Is Mr. Daldorf had an emergency?
Well, they both did.
Never mind, yes.
Right. Yeah, Chuck was obviously going to read the statement himself, but he was called off Iowa yet again. So, yes. Thank you for the correction, Madam Vice Chair. So I'm going to read it to you, and it's dated October 23rd, 2019. It's addressed to the Honorable Dr. J. Michael Edwards, Chair, San Juan County Public Hospital District Number 1, P.O. Box, etc., Friday Harbor. To the Honorable Chair and Board Members of San Juan County Public Hospital District Number 1, I am writing today to ask you please to include my comments during public testimony at today's PhD board meeting. I apologize I cannot be due to an off-island appointment. I'm a 2.5 year full-time resident of Friday Harbor. My wife and I are both committed to our community and have been honored to serve our wonderful island in multiple volunteer capacities. In April of 2018, I was appointed by the town of Friday Harbor to serve on the newly created Citizens Group to provide a recommendation to the elected boards of the San Juan County Public Hospital District Number 1 and San Juan Island Fire District Number 3 and the town of Friday Harbor on the feasibility of, quote, possible integration of EMS and fire, end quote. I served as chair of this group, which worked together on a consensus basis to provide our recommendation. After a year of work, the citizens group recommended that EMS should be integrated with San Juan Island Fire. That should be San Juan Island County, I believe, but that's okay. And rescue services. We included other recommendations in the 116-page report. And if you review the recorded discussions and minutes of our meetings, we recognize many of our additional recommendations extended beyond what we were asked to analyze. In making extended recommendations, we recognize that in the course of implementing EMS integration, some recommendations might not be practical, might have had unintended consequences, and otherwise not be pursued. The fundamental question we were asked to answer and address in our recommendation was that EMS should be integrated with San Juan Fire District Number 3. Absolutely none of the criticism of the citizen group recommendation stated, quote, if these items are not included in the implementation process, we no longer can support the possible integration of EMS and fire, end quote. We stood by the overreaching or overarching recommendation. The citizen group never ruled out the use of an interlocal agreement as a procedural step towards implementing integration of EMS and fire. What the citizens group did not recommend was using an interlocal agreement for the permanent operation of EMS by either San Juan County Fire District 3 or any other fire agency as a way to utilize the existing San Juan PhD EMS license. To be clear, that is absolutely not the same as saying the citizens group rejected using interlocal agreement for administrative purposes of analyzing fiscal and operational efficiencies necessary to move forward with integration. You have already decided to move forward with the integration of EMS with San Juan County Fire District 3. Integration addresses critical issues in providing our island's communities the best quality, affordable, and sustainable emergency services. This is consistent with emergency services in districts surrounding San Juan Islands, which have integrated EMS into their fire districts to achieve operational and financial efficiencies. After a year and a half, we need to continue moving forward in the implementation integration. you must be prepared to provide our residents with a plan on how this integration will provide EMS service and what integration is going to cost. The way to do that is to approve the approved interlocal agreement and allow operational and financial and fiscal planning for integration to move forward. The boards and the town council will need to be prepared to explain to the voters what will change, how will services be provided, and how much it will cost. If we can't have all of these issues resolved, I am not sure that we would be asking our voters to support an annexation and any needed tax levy. We need to have fully developed implementation plan with a fully developed fiscal plan so we, the voters, can understand the details on how EMS services will be provided. Please support adoption of the proposed interlocal agreement. It is an important policy step needed to integrate emergency services for our island's communities. It is the right thing to do and absolutely the next natural step in this process. Charles J. Chuck Dahlgren. So the next item on the agenda is the actual discussion and consideration of the interlocal agreement as written. Can the board hear a motion to adopt the agreement as written? And when I say the agreement as written, that is inclusive of the notations made by Duncan Wilson, who's a town of Friday Harbor administrator. Can the board hear a motion?
Is it also inclusive of the changes the board made on 1023?
Yes, sir.
So moved.
Second.
Second.
Discussion. Start with you, Juan. You spent the most time on this local agreement, and we appreciate that. So your comments, sir.
I will not be supporting this agreement today. I do support integration. And I oppose this motion on basically two grounds. Number one, and I have copies for you people. It's for you.
Warren, we need one more over here for Dr. Schwing. Oh, okay.
There's two.
Thank you, sir.
My first ground is that there is unfinished business, and I'll just read this so the audience understands. Subject to Peace Health contract stability. For the last 2 years, I've been asking questions about EMS. Let me give you a little history on myself first for the people in the back row. I'm a board-certified emergency physician, have been for 50 years. I've worked with EMS for 47 years. I have been an EMS director in Redmond. I have run medical groups. I have taught at the Harborview EMS training station for 15 years. I'm a national author on a variety of EMS issues. I'm also an attorney, and I've looked at this with my attorney's eye. We currently have a contract. Public Hospital District has a contract with PIMC through Peace Health in Bellingham, Vancouver. In that contract, we have a non-compete clause. EMS in this district has been working with, and rightly so, paramedicine, doing home visits, but there is a question as that expands whether it's going to interfere with our contract with Peace Health, because they have a non-compete clause on a variety of home health issues through that contract. I have brought this up on numerous occasions over the last 2 years. I brought it up again in July at our meeting. Commissioner Edwards and Superintendent Hutchins of the Pop Hospital District on October the 2nd, 2019, at 1400 hours, met with Peace Island Medical Center about the issues in their contract and this proposed contract going forward as to whether there would be a conflict and whether the new board would then be at odds with Peace Health over the old contract. Superintendent Hutchins and Commissioner Edwards requested Beth Williams-Geiner, who's the Director of Administrative Services at Peace Island Medical Center, to ask through her chain of command that they look at their contract and this contract and assure us that we are not stepping into another conundrum like we have currently on board for $350,000 with the CID, where we didn't do our due diligence. Peace Health took this with their due diligence and moved it forward up their chain of command to Mary Ann Keene, who's the CEO of Peace Island Medical Center, and thereafter to the Peace Health Administration off-island, Bellingham. I confirmed this morning that we have not heard back from them as to whether or not they think that this current action would interfere with that contract. As a part of wearing belts and suspenders so we don't get in the same situation that we're already in, paying attorneys over $800 an hour, $160,000 of attorney expenses, and a $350,000 demand in the CIA, I don't want to get into trouble with that contract. There is nothing that's going to happen today that's going to speed up or slow down what's going on between Carl and Fire moving this thing forward. They're making substantial gains. They've blocked at the islands. We're talking to Duncan about annexing the city. The islands want to annex. We're moving forward. Nothing that we're going to do today is going to accelerate that or slow it down. It's only potentially in this issue make for more problems. Secondly, I oppose this issue on the grounds that it is flawed. If you read the now 10 versions that we've had of this contract in the last 6 months, in the last 5 months, I'm sorry, each version becomes less and less specific of what the duties are. This version has no standards to measure from the new commission's point of view if those standards are being met. It just doesn't happen. That's my legal opinion, and I've been practicing law since 1980. This contract is fatally flawed in that it is an attempt to create a consultant position under HIPAA that is illegal. As we sit here today, Fire is not HIPAA certified. Tonight, we're working on HIPAA certification here, I understand, as of today. Many of the HIPAA certifications are outdated as of today. And our compliancy program, in my estimation, having run running two emergency departments, Evergreen and the VA, and HIPAA compliancy with the federal government, that this, we are not ready to sign this agreement today. We open ourselves to severe penalties if we do that. And since everyone in this room is currently on notice from me, the penalties just doubled. That's the way the federal law is written. So, in conclusion, if you don't mind, Commissioner Jarman, can I read your letter of October the 21st, or would you like to read it?
Oh, you go ahead and read it. It's public record.
Okay. October the 21st, 2019, Dr. Michael Edwards, Chair of Board of Commissioners, San Juan County Public, da-da-da-da. Dear Chairman, this is from Bob Jarman, Fire Commissioner. Following a joint discussion and agreement of April the 2nd, 2019, both our boards unanimously agreed to move forward with integrating emergency medical services to San Juan Island Fire and Rescue in order to provide the residents of both of our districts, including San Juan Island and the near outer islands, into a single emergency service organization, ESO, Emergency Services Organization. We wanted, and he's speaking for the board here, their board, the fire board, to reaffirm our mutual commitment to the process and community. Thank you. My comment. Following our board's joint unanimous decision to proceed, the chiefs and staff of our commissions have diligently and professionally worked, to move forward with the planning and implementation of the proposed integration. This work has required an extensive commitment of time and effort with honesty, transparency, and integrity. The end goal of this process is to provide the best, most comprehensive, integrated emergency service we can provide the communities we serve. The work of integration committee appointed by both of the commissions has been conducted in open public meetings and is documented on the San Juan County Public Hospital District website. Thank you, Nathan, for keeping that website so active. All of this work has been done to be prepared to present the full integration plan to our voters and to be prepared for a seamless implementation of our integrated emergency service plan. As steps in the process and best practices become ready, communication plans are developed and shared with respective commissions and communities. As elected commissioners of San Juan Fire District 3, we have been proud to engage with PHD to move forward with integrating emergency services. And that work, in my comment, has been nicely done. Second, we strongly stand by our decision, Fire District's decision, to move forward with integration solely because we believe it is fair and the right thing to do for our community. Integration of emergency service follows national and statewide best emergency management practices. We believe it is the fair thing to do for our taxpayers, our residents, and our visitors. It is also the right thing to do for our staff, both career and volunteer, who are the first responders on scene protecting our community. As commissioners, we do not believe there is a financial gain to the district from our mutual agreement with PHD, us, to provide integrated emergency service, which would, if the sole reason for integration, be wrong for the taxpayers and demonstrate a failure as commissioners protecting our community. We believe we take on more risk and create more challenges for our district in taking integration on. I agree with it. We do not believe there is any benefit for our district beyond doing the fair and right thing. As discussed by both of our boards, there are upcoming election timelines that impact some of the options our voters have to consider as they decide on annexation and tax levies. Concluding paragraph. San Juan County Fire District 3 will continue with the unanimous support of our fire commissioners to proceed with preparations for the integration of emergency services as we had already jointly decided with your board, PHD board. We will be prepared to move forward at the time when there is full commitment from the commissioners, especially the incoming, as they will be the commissioners working through the ongoing steps of integration. As the outgoing and incoming commissioners work on transitioning, we are hopeful and optimistic the PhD will continue your commitment to working towards our mutual goals in providing exceptional medical service, emergency service for all our communities. Sincerely, Bob Jarman, Chair, Board of Commissioners, San Juan County Fire District Number 3. What I want to emphasize, this is Appleton talking personally, that we are prepared to move forward at the time when there is full commitment from the commissioners, especially the incoming, because they're the ones that are going to handle this contract in the future. This is phase one of a contract. This is moving along nicely. This document we have in front of us is only phase one. Phase two, which is by far and away the more important phase, is going to deal with this building as a capital investment, those trucks, and our most important asset, our employees. And it's going to be the new commission that's going to handle that. Passing this now not only ties their hands, but it creates, as you have eloquently said, sir, a feeling in the community that it's not quite right. It is right to integrate, but this process is flawed in doing it. Unfortunately, we had an election. But fortunately, as Americans, we have elections. If this had happened a year ago, there wouldn't be any argument about new commissioners. But they are here. They have to integrate this. We haven't heard from the hospital. It's not the time to vote on this. It's just not the time. I have questions on the process itself and how it relates to state law, but I will leave those until later.
Thank you, sir. Rebecca Smith.
Well, I think it's time to do what three committees over nearly 4 years have agreed is best to do. Integration is what the citizens have said they wanted. It's what the Citizens Advisory Group has recommended and said is best for the community. It's what both the PhD and fire boards voted unanimously to do, and it's how 74% of EMS departments, EMS and fire departments in our size community in the U.S. operate. This particular agreement moves EMS and fire employees and volunteers from uncertainty toward one organization with structural and financial stability. The work these folks do is uniquely exacting, arduous, sometimes dangerous, and often emotionally exhausting. They deserve our collective and utmost respect and consideration for their service, and they have waited long enough. This agreement has been vetted by both the PhD and fire attorneys who specialize in fire and EMS organizations, and the boards who govern them, and who have both worked through several emergency services mergers, as well as by this board, who have all had significant input. This agreement covers administrative functions only and is just a first step in the process to full integration. It allows a trial period during which both agencies can assess and alter strategies, gives both sides a chance to work with administration and operations to provide time to work out the details of full integration. All conditions of employment for employees, paramedics, and volunteers, which should be our number one concern, will continue as they currently are, and Carl Kutzing, interim EMS chief, will continue to report to the PhD board as its employee. The new PhD board will not only retain full independent governing authority over EMS, but along with fire will negotiate a successor agreement, as as Commissioner Warren Appleton said, for full integration. This initial agreement falls perfectly in place with the Citizens Advisory Group recommendations, the wishes of our citizens, best practices in the industry, the recommended timeline to full integration, care of our employees and volunteers, and unanimous endorsement by both the PhD and fire boards with regard to integration. Although I know I will once again be treated with disrespect in the online news blog and possibly by a few others who would rather wage their personal vendettas instead of doing what they know is the right thing to do, I will be voting for this interlocal agreement.
Thank you, ma'am. Annalisa.